You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
Center Independence, North Kansas City, Raymore, Hickman Mills, Kauffman, Lee Summit, Liberty, Belton, Raytown. First day of school this morning.
Welcome back.
So we got to get your head back in the game. I know all summer long you've been snacking, sleeping late, playing video games for hours.
Time out for all of that.
Open up these books again.
Yeah, or your laptops.
Yeah. First day of school for Kansas City Public Schools was on Monday. Some parents of young folks at Garcia Elementary received their children home 4 hours late.
What?
Kids left the school on the school bus at 3:30, and the children didn't arrive home until 7 p.m.
And what happened?
They say that the high school being 30 minutes late delayed them delivering the children home somehow. But the driver of these students was actually fired. The school system said that that person did not follow several policies and procedures, which put the children behind. But the parents were hysterical. They were calling up to the school, calling teachers' personal cell phone numbers, and no one was returning their calls. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, you expecting your child to be home around 3, 3:30, and don't get home till 7-something?
And elementary kids at that.
Well, please. Well, I'll be tearing up the city. It'll be some smoke in the city. But thank God that the kids are okay.
That's right. So you guys be careful. Watch out for the school buses as they're going throughout the town. Slow down just a little bit. It's churning out there on the bus stop.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny and delightful. Partly cloudy and 71 right now in North Kansas City. Shade was popping.
Reports are coming in that my birthday twin, Mary J. Blige, owes over $1 million in back taxes.
Uh-oh. You know, I got some audio at the IRS.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
According to Bossip, Mary J. has been accused of failing to pay taxes on income she earned in 2016 and 2017. The amount, $1,198.161. And as of Monday, Mary has not yet responded to the filing.
Making that real money.
That's karma for you.
Excuse me?
How she did my dog Kendu Isaacs, the honorable Kendu Isaacs. He kept her book straight. She didn't have none of these problems till she broke things up with him.
He was cheating on her with the underling. With the help.
A wise man once told me that a good side chick is the key to a happy marriage. Mm-hmm.
You are a hater.
Trina reveals that she's got some things to get off her chest. If you saw Trina's A&R, Reginald Saunders, he took to his socials and basically put Nicki Minaj on blast over their song Baps. Have you heard that song?
No, I haven't.
I heard it.
Wasn't hot.
But I don't know if maybe my ears are just not for Trina's music. Like, the only thing I've ever kind of liked was Yo No Nan. That was, like, the only one. Like, everything after that, yeah. I don't know. It's like she rapping her throat. I don't know. It's something about it I don't like.
Well, maybe she do.
But so, anywho. She took to her Instagram with this message for folks.
First of all, everybody that knows me knows anything that I got to say, I will say it and address it. I don't need anybody to speak for me. Second of all, everything that I have to say, I will address it tomorrow. Catch me live, and I will say it one time and one time only. I will not repeat myself.
That's the baddest chick. I love Trina, boy. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Woo!
Ice Cube shared his top 5 rappers of all time. And it was all straight old school rappers, like, you know, the pioneers, the people who invented the game.
Mm-hmm.
He listed Melly Mel, Ice-T, Public Enemy's Chuck D, KRS-One, and Rakim.
See, you gotta respect that. And for my youngins out there, and that's people my age too and younger, hip-hop, when Ice Cube was coming up, was nowhere near what it is right now. We're talking about hip-hop was only getting played maybe a couple hours on radio, and we talking about late at night, okay? It wasn't getting played on MTV. It wasn't even getting played on BET. So I understand where he's coming from his perspective.
I would say Biggie, Nas, Kendrick Lamar, Ghostface.
Oh, that's a good list.
And I got to think of a fifth one for my top five.
Jay-Z, perhaps?
Yeah, he can rap.
Okay. Jay, Big, T.I., Tupac probably, Nas probably. I got to think about my fifth one too.
Yeah.
I want to put Run DMC in there. And there's a reason behind that, because like I just stated previously, hip hop where it was, Run DMC brought it to mainstream.
They did.
And from the way that they dressed, because before Run DMC, they were dressing like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They was wearing silver jumpsuits.
And then when Run DMC came out, when they started dressing how they did, it totally just changed everything from the financials to the imagery to everything for hip hop. So that's what I would say.
And where's Run DMC from?
Queens!
Alright.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though?
I'm mad because y'all always seem to leave out one of the greatest rappers of all time, one of the first. Y'all always think about hip-hop and all that, but you know, if y'all ever listen to Gil Scott-Heron, B-Movie?
Yes, I'm quite familiar with Gil Scott-Heron and what he did, but would
I
you consider him a rapper?
Rap all day long, because that's all
spoken word.
That was rap music.
I don't know.
Well,
we can also
say that Cab Calloway, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can put in there.
They had the music playing in the background just like the rap. He rapped that song. Don't ask me. Why don't you ask the audience?
Well, it's subjective, so everybody has their
Everybody got
flavor.
Their own list,
yeah,
right.
So your list is right to you, so that's good. What's your name?
Brother. Myron.
All right, thanks for calling up.
Thank you.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First day of school for Center, Independence, North Kansas City, Raymore, Hickman Mills, Kaufman, Liberty, Belton, Raytown, and of course Lee Summit. Young folks will be going back into the classroom without a permanent superintendent this morning. So we've invited Pastor Darren Edwards up to the show. I'm going to send some love out and prayers out to the young people on their way to school this morning.
Yes.
We've already had several school systems all throughout the week and last week who started things. So, Pastor Edwards.
Well, I'm looking forward to having prayer, but you know, you and Shine been cutting up, you know, this morning, you know, so I'm
just a little bit.
You gonna pray for us?
Yeah, I hear the Mary J. Blige piece a little bit earlier. You know, you guys were, you know, cutting up the top five rappers, all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Do you see what I have to deal with?
Oh my God.
Isn't it a lot?
God, Shine, I see what you gotta deal with.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Pastor.
Really, Pastor Edwards?
Well, you know, we go back, you know what I'm saying?
Really? I have been to your church.
Yeah, I know.
I have sat in your pews.
You have.
And this charlatan has never been
yes, I have.
To your church.
Yes, I have.
During
Thank
service
you very
on
much.
A Sunday?
Well, we'll see. You know,
he ain't never been to your church on a Ooh, Pastor Ed was turned on me.
I think it's time for prayer, Kansas City.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for this time together, God. We thank you for these scholars who are going back into the classroom. Many have already started. But God, we imbue your presence to be with our scholars as they enter into these rooms, God, to disseminate information and to receive information. We pray for care and concern among the teachers and administrators. We pray, Father, just for a safe haven, a safe spot. We pray for security guards. We pray for police officers. God, we pray prayers that we never had to pray before in the 70s and 80s and the 90s and even in the early 2000s. But the prayers we pray now, we pray because our world is in turmoil. And we pray that you will keep our children safe as they enter these schools. In the matchless, mighty, majestic, and meaningful name of Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Edwards.
Love you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass from the right called me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
And they use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
I'm a little
Are you Italian?
I got a little bit of
insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
Wow.
Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't be the fool me.
And hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV.
Don't
insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
Call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk. You like that? You want your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo.
Chris Cuomo going off.
Yeah.
He also threatened to throw the man down the stairs. Went back and forth for over 2 minutes. In the video, whoever was recording was down low, so you could tell Chris didn't know that he was being filmed.
Right, yeah.
What do you think about this?
Well, if you're a fan of the Godfather movie series like I am, you know that Fredo is the worst person to be called in the Italian culture. I wouldn't say is the N-word, but I'm never one to tell other cultures what, you know, is bad or good for their culture. But I felt like, I don't know, I would have been insulted too, to be honest with you, Shay.
So CNN is backing Chris Cuomo,
mm-hmm. You
know, saying he was insulted and he did what he felt he needed to do.
Yeah.
But does that rant change your opinion of Chris's work as a journalist?
No, he's a real person. If I'm in paranoid or something and somebody calls me the N-word or something, I'm going to address it. I'm real. I'm a person. I have feelings and I'm just like everybody else. I don't think you working for CNN or me working for, you know, Hot 103 Jams excludes me from having a certain thing about myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm real just like everybody else.
What about you? Does Chris Cuomo's rant change your opinion of his work as a journalist?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
721. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. Mostly sunny and delightful right now. You are cloudy and 72 in Lee Summit. Shade, wish poppin'.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
Oh, yeah.
Actress Marsai Martin from Black-ish is 15. Princess Love from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood and Wife of Ray J is 35. Sexy actress Jack K. Harry is 64. He's the GOAT. Irvin Magic Johnson is 60 years old today.
Happy birthday, Magic!
And Halle Berry.
My baby.
It's 53 today.
Yes. Happy birthday to all my Leos born on August 14th, including my dog, Gerard. Happy birthday, dog. Oh, and Melissa. It's her birthday, too. Melissa in traffic.
Aw, yes. What's up, Melissa?
Happy birthday.
So Jay-Z and the NFL have inked a new partnership.
Yes.
I really don't know how I feel about this because he was one of the biggest supporters of Colin Kaepernick's decision to kneel. And in one of his songs, he even talked about not needing the Super Bowl.
I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too.
Well, maybe this could open the door for other things. And you know what, Shay? It's quite funny the timing of this because Trump said about a week ago, that he will welcome Kaepernick back
right
to the NFL. So this is all mysterious to me.
I would have liked this with an announcement of Colin Kaepernick returning to the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. Not precipitating
it and then at the same time.
Last week,
Colin put out the video. So you think he's coming back?
Man, I would love that. I really would. It would make my heart full, and it would make me happy for him.
My spirit animal has been charged with tax evasion.
What you talking about?
Reality TV star Todd Chrisley and his wife Julie Chrisley were indicted in a court in Atlanta.
Oh, Lord.
Bank fraud, wire fraud, tax evasion.
Damn.
And 9 other counts.
And he was a good interview, too. Remember we talked to him?
We did talk to him. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, that was a good interview.
I forgot about that, B.
Wow.
But I love him. I watch the show.
You do?
When I can. Like, a lot of times, they'll do, like, a marathon, like, on a particular day. Uh-huh. And if I'm available, I'll watch. I don't know when it comes on, like, normally.
Yeah.
But I'll binge it sometimes.
Damn. I hope he ain't trying to be like, what was the dude that got caught up in the 80s? He had like a whole, he was a televangelist, and he had like a whole World's of Fun thing.
Mm.
I forgot his name.
Well, he's alleging that an employee is the person who created false documents, forged signatures, and bugged their home to get this thing cracking.
He got a mole in the family, huh?
That's what he says. Sounds a little fishy to me, but yeah. I believe you, Todd Chrisley. Whatever you say.
Oh, not Bush.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
When I watch the news, I'm looking for my anchors to be trustworthy, fair, unbiased. What about you?
Yes, those same qualities plus real. I like the realer you are, the more I like you.
So some people are calling into question Chris Cuomo's professionalism after a viral video of this exchange was released to the public.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass from the right called me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
Oh, you're much
Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they used it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
I'm a little
you
bit.
Italian?
I got a little
it's
bit.
A insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us. Wow. Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something
that
you want to say about what I do on television, then say it, but don't be the fool me.
And hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, but you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
You call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk. You like that? You want your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo.
Sound like they were trying to antagonize him, trying to get him to react, to be honest with you.
Does it call into question his professionalism, Brian?
No, I don't. Not at all, because I'm pretty sure he feels the same way about this that I feel, is that I'm a man before I'm anything else, and you're not finna disrespect me like that.
What do you think about this?
So I don't feel like he's wrong because he's a human and he has feelings too. I feel like he did what was necessary and he spoke his mind. Even if he was on camera, I feel like he probably would have spoke his mind, period. As a human, we do have, you know, we caught off guard with a lot of things. And sometimes people misplace him being a celebrity with him being human and feeling like he shouldn't have certain feelings.
Have you ever had to get with somebody on your job and defend yourself in the way that he did?
Yes, all the time. But I'm very humble. So it ain't how you say it. It's what you say. And sometimes you can say it in the most intelligent way and you can make somebody feel so stupid. I'm going to teach you how to treat me and I'm going to teach you how to treat me with respect. Nothing else.
All right, what's your name?
Nisha, a.k.a. Carmen.
Thank you so much for calling up.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First day of school for several school systems across both borders. Center School District returns today as well. Minus an 8-year-old that should have been starting the fourth grade, answering the roll when he heard his name. Brian Bartlett was shot to death in his home, becoming the youngest homicide victim in Kansas City this year. So we want to just play a song for the teachers and the parents and the students in the memory of this young man.
R.I.P. Brian Bartlett, always thinking of you.
Listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, past life, I was some dating sites before. Why is it that Florida seems to be the backdrop for most stories filled with shenanigans, debauchery, and fooly wang?
I have no idea, but whenever you mention a Florida story, I'm paying attention.
So a woman met a man on a dating website. They decided, hey, we're going to go down to Denny's and get us a Rudy Tootie wait a minute. No, that's IHOP. What's the Denny's?
A Grand Slam?
Oh, yeah. We gonna go get us a Grand Slam. Mm-hmm. So they had a good time at the restaurant. Mm. So they get back in the ride, I guess going on to the next location, when the cops turned on the sirens. So old boy decides, I ain't stopping. You ain't gonna be able to stop me. So he took the police on a high-speed chase. Mm-mm. They had to put the stop sticks out to disable the ride.
That's the joints that they put on the ground and your tires blow up, right?
Yes.
All right.
So once the car stopped, you already know what the dude did. He broke out.
He ran.
Took off running.
Okay.
Authorities say that this same woman was involved in a separate incident.
Oh, Lord.
Just a month before with another man that she went on a date with. This man jumped on her car, smashed her windshield out, and knocked her unconscious.
That ain't right.
So I have just a little bit of advice for my sister out here, you know, looking for a man on the internet. Stay off plenty of fish. Farmers Only.
Farmers Only.
Black Planet, Tinder, Christian Mingle, Our Time, Match, eHarmony. Stay off all of it.
That's played out. Or FloridaSingles.com.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
821 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny. Right now, your sunny is 73 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, R. Kelly reportedly owes $200,000 in unpaid rent and damages for his Chicago studio.
Pay up.
And in other R. Kelly news, reports are surfacing that he is, quote, miserable in jail and can't read his fan mail.
But anywho,
where you get that from?
It's Mr. Hotspot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You read what you sow, man.
Oh, so, my goodness.
It is what it is.
Well, some folks have been visiting him, his two girlfriends, and an uncle named Uncle Bug. But right now, they're not sure if Joycelyn Savage or Azriel Clary were the two girlfriends that visited him.
Since you got your degree and you know every thing.
Amber Rose has announced that she will not be holding her annual slut walk this year. She says she's focusing on protecting her energy and peace.
Whatever crack you saw me smoke, that'll be the last time, baby, please.
Isn't she pregnant, though?
Oh, I think she is pregnant. I saw a picture of her recently. Ooh, she looked like she had a rough pregnancy, too.
Don't do that.
She do.
Mary J. Blige reportedly owes over $1 million in back taxes.
Uh-oh.
$1,198,161 to be exact.
Tell you what, Shay, she did not have these problems when she was with the Honorable Kendu Isaacs. She didn't. He made sure that she was paid. He made sure that she had endorsements.
Mary.
Crispy. Like this one.
Yeah. Saddest, three cheeses. Hey.
The new chicken snack wraps.
The new chicken snack wraps from Burger King. That, you know, hey, you got to treat people well. He made sure the books was tight. She didn't owe the IRS anything. She didn't owe back taxes.
He cheated on the queen, Mary J. Blige, with the help. Shay, what are you talking
you
about?
You got to take an L sometimes to move forward. I told you earlier, a wise man once told me the key to a happy marriage is a good side chick. I didn't say that I abide by that. I'm just saying that's what a wise man told me.
How wise is he?
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
He's married with multiple kids.
And multiple baby mamas?
Nope, all by one woman.
Were they married?
Yeah, they're married now.
So how tall you said you was again?
I know who you talking to. I know who you talking about too.
I know you don't.
And I'm not gonna.
No, you don't. No,
yes,
you don't.
I do. No. I know exactly who you talk about. I ain't go out my man.
Oh, brother. Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
Teachers, this one is for you. Self-care is a must. We need you to be at your very best. And you know what? With commitments to your students, your colleagues, and the administrators at your school, as well as a growing personal to-do list, it can be difficult to balance it all while still having time for yourself. In fact, stress can be so common that it can be hard to even recognize the symptoms. A rapid heart rate, shallow breathing, changes in mood, or trouble sleeping can all be ways for your body to tell you that you are under stress. And when your body talks, it's important to listen because stress can lead to long-term health consequences like heart disease or type 2 diabetes. Finding ways to manage daily stress is critical to your health and well-being. You know, treating yourself with care can help you achieve a positive work-life balance and approach stress management in a way that balances your needs and the needs of your students. Happy school year! You've just listened to Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.